Watch, Rosie O'Donnell rants democracy may be over by Thanksgiving. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 23, 2024. Rosie O'Donnell ranted to her 2.4 million TikTok followers in a video on Saturday, claiming that democracy in the United States may be over by Thanksgiving. She also continued to disseminate violent rhetoric by arguing that the United States is headed right to an authoritarian dictatorship if former President Donald Trump wins the election in November. "The whole thing is very, very unnerving," O'Donnell said. "In 100 days, you know, people are saying to me, my therapist actually said to me, well, it's a long time between now and November. No, it isn't. We're about to start school again. You know how quick all of a sudden it's Halloween, and then it's Thanksgiving break. So, by Thanksgiving break we're gonna know whether we still have democracy in the United States," O'Donnell continued. "That's not a long time. It's a long time to worry every day, I can tell you that. Watch below." While O'Donnell laments over the end of democracy, many in the public sphere have been arguing these events have already transpired, citing President Joe Biden, who was democratically elected by voters, being forced out of campaigning for re-election. Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson noted last month while speaking in Australia that Democrat primary voters had recently cast a ballot for Biden. "He's elected by his own party, people actually went to the polls and cast a ballot for him. But all of a sudden, because he might not win against Trump, we need to take his job away from him by force and let the donors put someone in there who can beat Trump. Because that's democracy," Carlson quipped. "And that made me start to think for the first time, maybe we're defining the word democracy a little differently," Carlson added. O'Donnell made no mention of these developments in her Saturday TikTok video, but instead doubled down on her claim that Trump is the problem. "Listen, you can worry, 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 and time is still gonna go. And what's gonna happen is gonna happen," she said. "You can drive yourself completely bonkers. Believe me, I know. But, boy, is it scary. They're not kidding around. Right to an authoritarian dictatorship. America. I got no idea what's coming if he wins, and boy, it's not good," O'Donnell added. O'Donnell's violent rhetoric comes after Trump survived an assassination attempt against him on July 13 at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, after nearly a decade of being smeared as a dictator and a fascist by left-wing activists, the mainstream media, and Democrat Party members, as well as celebrities, who have openly fantasized about his death. Last month, O'Donnell flirted with the idea of a presidential assassination, telling her TikTok followers that presidents are allowed to order assassinations and suggesting that Biden now has the right to kill people in response to the U.S. Supreme Court immunity ruling. Notably, Biden's ex account posted a statement on Sunday announcing that the 46th president has ended his re-election campaign, and then released a follow-up statement endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for president. While it remains unclear whether Biden willingly ended his 2024 presidential campaign or was forced out, the president remained defiant and rejected speculation that he would bow out of the presidential race, despite a growing Democrat revolt, Associated Press noted. This left many to question what really happened behind closed doors, while the word coup trended on X. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.